1290 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. A new federal indictment accuses New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez, who's already charged with using his power to benefit Egypt, of accepting bribes from someone acting on behalf of another government.
According to prosecutors, Menendez has been continuing to receive things of value from the Qataris. At one point, the new indictment says that Menendez was offered luxury wristwatches, among other things, worth between $10,000 and $24,000.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Claudine Gay has resigned as president of Harvard amid allegations of plagiarism and criticism over her testimony at a congressional hearing. An apparent Israeli strike in Beirut, Lebanon, killed six, including the second in command for Hamas, a man who police say breached an emergency exit door at Salt Lake City International Airport and walked out onto the tarmac, was found dead inside a jet engine. This is ABC News. New details on an investigation into a fight on a Hollywood boulevard involving a famous 90s star.
In an odd scene, actor Ian Ziering got into a fight with a group of mini motorcycle riders who ganged up on him on New Year's Eve. Seen by a bunch of witnesses, nobody was injured. LAPD investigators tell ABC News are discussing investigative strategies moving forward in the case. Ziering filed a police report and is calling on police to do more against such groups. Nobody has been arrested. They hope to re-interview Ziering in the coming days. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Consulting firm McKinsey and Company agreed to pay $78 million to settle claims from insurers and healthcare funds that its marketing work with Purdue Pharma helped to fuel the opioid epidemic. Warren Buffett tops the Chronicle of Philanthropy's annual list of the biggest charitable donations in 2023. He made a $541 million gift to the Susan Thompson Buffett Foundation. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on the Talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490 AM WLCX and on the Civic Media app.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at BelongingBeginsWithUs.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Dane County judge ruled Tuesday that election clerks can accept absentee ballots that are missing part of a witness's address. The judge ruled that so long as the clerks can discern how to reach the witness from available information, those ballots are acceptable. In 2022, a Waukesha County judge ruled that clerks are no longer allowed to fill in missing witness information. Tuesday's ruling provides uniform rules for how clerks should handle those absentee ballots, says the group that brought the lawsuit. After three consecutive years of record-breaking numbers of shootings in Milwaukee, the numbers declined in 2023. Gun crimes are still roughly double that of pre-pandemic levels. As of December 27th, there were 171 homicides in 2023. That's 20% lower than the record 215 homicides in 2022. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Pacers snapped the Bucks' winning streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Pacers beat the Bucks 122-113. That snapped a 15-game winning streak at home for Milwaukee. Giannis had 30 points, but Damian Lillard hit only 3 of 16 shots from the floor.
It's part of the game. You know, I think that's the first thing. Sometimes you just, the ball doesn't go in. I thought tonight, as somebody who shoots the ball, I felt like a lot they were all going in.
The Bucks play the Pacers again Wednesday in Indianapolis. College football. Wisconsin loses to LSU in the ReliaQuest Bowl 35-31. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
This hurts. I think we had every opportunity. Our guys did about everything they could to put us in a position that that this is what we wanted. We wanted an opportunity to get this thing to the fourth quarter and find a way to finish. And that's probably been as big of our Achilles heel all year. You know, starting fast was one of those things that we hadn't done well all year, and finishing is the other one.
That's Luke Fickell with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Eagle 1490.
Eagle, I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a cloudy sky, maybe a few flurries and lows in the upper 20s. Clouds to start Wednesday, then some sun for the afternoon, a high near 30. A mix of sun and clouds and upper 20s on Thursday. Clouds return for Friday, high temperatures in the mid-30s. Right now, it's 31.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Soaring from high above Onalaska and French Island, this is the talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media studios in Green Bay, this is Nightline with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who hates shaking hands, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. First show of the new year. First new show we're going to do. It's kind of a short show tonight, but for tonight and tomorrow night. But hope you enjoyed the best of we put together yesterday on New Year's Day while we were hanging out with our families. This is January 2nd. Second day of the new year, 2024. Very exciting. And we'll just sort of have a mellow show. The show's kind of mellow to begin with. We'll kind of take it easy here. We'll just kind of ease into the new year and see where that gets us. But even still, we've got some interesting stuff. Cuba Gooding Jr.'s birthday. There is a Cuba Gooding Sr. who I believe was a great jazz musician. Cuba Gooding Jr.'s birthday is today. We're going to hear a couple of clips from his movies, one from Jerry Maguire and one from Boys in the Hood. And then I'm going to be joined. This is National Cheeseburger Day. That's right, folks. Why shouldn't the cheeseburger have a day? If any burger should have a day, or any American sandwich, it is the cheeseburger. Rejoice, cheeseburger lovers. Today is your day and the day of the cheeseburger, the sandwich you love. So we are going to talk to someone who knows quite a bit about cheeseburgers, and they've been voted consistently to have one of the best cheeseburgers in the state of Wisconsin and maybe anywhere. That's at the bottom of the hour. He'll be joining us to talk cheeseburgers. And in the meantime, it's also Personal Trainer Day, which I think is strange. January 2nd, really? Personal Trainer Day? Everybody just made their New Year's resolutions yesterday. They're trying to start off fresh, and you throw them right away into Personal Trainer Day. Maybe it works. I don't know. Maybe it works great. Maybe that's exactly the kick in the pants people need. I like to ease into the year with this show, and I like to ease in with resolutions, too. I don't like to go crazy. I've given up a lot of stuff with New Year's resolutions over the years. And I don't, you know, sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they work for like 3 days. I gave up soda 1 year. That lasted 2 days. Gave up drinking. That lasted about 2 weeks. And then I said to myself, I think I've proven my point. I'm totally fine now. Getting it old fashioned again. Conrad, did you have a good New Year's Day?
I did.
Watch some games?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got any New Year's resolutions you want to share with us?
Well, it's funny that National Burger Day is January 2nd, right after a bunch of people made resolutions.
Right.
And it's like, oh, I want to eat healthier this year. Boom. Cheeseburger day.
Yeah. And here's a personal trainer for you. So I guess the two kind of go hand in hand. I was being too difficult. I was being too hard on the National Day of the Year people calendar. So I apologize. Mea culpa. But what are you going to do? Do you have a big resolution? Something you're going to work on?
I gave up on doing resolutions because, I mean, last year for me when I was in school, it was like, oh, I want to study more. I read the books that I needed to for like 2 days. And I was like, this is boring. So I stopped.
Who needs to read in the new year? Come
exactly.
on, watch more TV. That's what I say. I've done a total about face. I was an English major in college. Then I went on, and I'm still a writer, but I had a run of writing, which was decent, and I had to put words together, and I had to read what I wrote. Now I am just a total TV watcher. I want to watch movies. I want to watch TV. I can't read a book. I can't make it through a book. So that kind of was my New Year's resolution. We have some authors we're going to have on the show soon, and maybe they can motivate me before they come on to read their stuff. But I'm telling you, for me to get through a book is ridiculous. Are you a reader?
No.
You're not.
But my mom is, so she wants me to be a reader, I think, but I can't do it.
I love how I ask you if you're a reader, and you said, no, my mom is.
It's like, because she wants me to be.
By association, you're a, that's great. Yeah, I mean, I wish I was a reader. I'll still try books. I can read stuff off an app. I read articles, but yeah, can't do the book thing. So that is my New Year's resolution. I'm going to try to go back to reading. I'm going to return to reading, and we'll see what happens. Anyway, it is Cuba Gooding Jr.'s birthday. You said you weren't really familiar with a lot of his movies.
I had to be reminded what his face looked like. I didn't know the name.
Yeah. He's a phenomenal, like most actors, if he has good material, he's outstanding. So why don't we play, what do we have? Let's do the Boys in the Hood clip first. And this is Cuba Gooding's birthday. I think I want to say he was Oscar nominated for Boys in the Hood. Great role, and he was great in it. So go ahead and play that one.
Oh, you bad now. You bad. You got to shoot somebody now. Well, here I am. Come on, shoot me. You bad, right? Look, I'm sorry about your friend. My heart goes out to his mother and his family, but that's their problem, Trey. You my son, you my problem. I want you to give me the gun. Oh, I see. You want to end up like little Chris in a wheelchair, huh? Right? No, you want to end up like Doughboy, huh? No? Give me the gun, Trey. Son, and I'm not gonna lose you to no yeah. I love you. Go clean yourself up.
I meant to preface that by saying it's the clip Cuba Gooding has. Maybe just one or two words in the whole scene. In this movie, he does his best work when he is not talking. It's such a beautiful acting job. And even the scene when, if you remember the movie, when Ricky gets shot, his best friend gets shot and killed with the world ahead of him, about to sign a football scholarship. And he basically dies in Trey's, Cuba Gooding's character's arms. His best acting is when he's not saying anything and just reacting. And he does that in a lot of this movie because he's the access character. He's got Ice Cube, Morris Chestnut. It's just phenomenal acting by Cuba Gooding. So that, and we have another one. Do we have time to do the other clip, Conrad, or should we?
Yep. Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire. Okay. Here's Cuba Gooding and Jerry Maguire. He's got a scene with Tom Cruise as his agent. You've probably seen the movie, but if you haven't, Cuba Gooding is a wide receiver. He wants to get paid. He's in a contract year, and his agent is Tom Cruise, who he drives crazy, but in a feel-good way. It's awesome. Go ahead, Conrad.
Oh, Model Jerry, I have a family to support. Hear me? I want to stay in Arizona. I want my new contract, but I like you. Yes, I like you, Jerry. My wife likes you. You're good to my wife. I will stay with you.
That's great. I'm very happy.
Are you listening?
Yes.
That's what I'm gonna do for you. God bless you, Jerry. but this is what you're gonna do for me. You listen, Jerry?
Yeah, what can I do for you, Rod? You just tell me, what can I do for you?
It's a very personal, very important thing. Hell, it's a family motto. Are you ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
I just wanna make sure you're ready, brother. Here it is. Show me the money.
Jerry, use money.
Oh, no, you can do better than that, Jerry. I want you to say it with meaning, brother. Hey, I got Bob Sugar on the other line. I better hear you say it.
Yeah, no. Show you the money.
Not show you. Show me the money.
Show me the money.
Yeah. Just got louder.
Show me the money.
That's it, brother, but you got to yell that.
Show me the money.
I need to feel you, Jerry.
Show me the money.
Jerry, you better yell. Show me the money. Show me the money.
Such a great scene.
I love black people. I love black people. Who's your mother, Jerry? You my mother. What you gonna do, Jerry?
Congratulations, you're still my agent.
Oh, it's beautiful. That is like one of my favorite scenes. It's my favorite scene in the whole movie. The movie's good. Jerry Maguire's a great movie. It's got a lot of heart, a lot of soul. But that scene is my favorite. But in Boys in the Hood, when he's that scene we played before with Lawrence Fishburne, who is so great as Furious Styles and trying to keep his kid on the straight and narrow in this really tough neighborhood. And Cuba Gooding is our access character, and his best friends are Ice Cube and Ice Cube's brother, Morris Chestnut. And, you know, he is just trying to get his son through this neighborhood and off to college and onto bigger and better things. It is such a great movie. It's John Singleton's his breakout film. I don't know if it's his first film. It's his breakout film. And he's no longer with us. Unfortunately, he was a great director, but I highly recommend if you have not seen Boys in the Hood and you want to look into the world of Crenshaw High School in South Central LA through the eyes of Cuba Gooding Jr., a great film. And he does his best acting just observing his surroundings. It's like a clinic in acting and reacting, which great actors can do. So highly recommend that. And obviously most of you have probably seen Jerry Maguire, great film, but check those out if you haven't. But that's Cuba Gooding Jr. and it's his birthday today. It's also National Cheeseburger Day. If ever a sandwich deserved a national day, besides the BLT maybe. Conrad, do you like BLTs?
Yeah, so good.
They're great. Better than cheeseburgers?
Nah, I wouldn't put it on that level of cheeseburger, but BLTs are good.
Let's not get crazy, yeah. I agree with you. So when we come back, we'll talk about cheeseburgers a little bit, and then we have a special guest who's an expert on cheeseburgers joining us shortly thereafter. I'm Pete Schwab, but this is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Untrue, you know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ+ veteran, your memories are important too.
Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
This is the talk of Lacrosse. Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. Happy New Year, everybody. Thanks for being with me here as we unwind and limp into the new year. Great to have you with me on Nightlight, broadcasting live here from City Deck in beautiful Green Bay at our WGBW studios. It is National Cheeseburger Day. What sandwich is more deserving of a national day than the cheeseburger? So rather than just talk about it, I thought we would bring in an expert who could answer the questions so many of us have regarding cheeseburgers. So it is my pleasure to welcome the owner of the Weary Traveler Freehouse and creator of Bob's Bad Breath Burger, Jeff Schmidt. Jeff, welcome to Nightlight.
Hey, thanks, Pete. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, you as well. So where does the name Bob's Bad Breath Burger come from, if I could start with that question?
Yeah, sure. Actually, to jump back a second there where you said I was the creator of the burger, I didn't actually create the burger.
Oh, okay.
The burger came from the original owners of the restaurant when they opened it in 2001, and Bob is actually the father of one of the original owners. So it was kind of his recipe, and when we took over, we just kept it going.
Did he have a problem with halitosis in general, or did it just come after he ate one of these cheeseburgers?
No, you know, it was mostly just the pepper and garlic and all the good stuff on the burger.
That, to me, when I smell garlic, that's great breath. I don't care what anybody says. I love the smell of garlic before or after eating it.
I am with you on that one for sure.
Yeah. So there's garlic. So tell us about the burger. You, this is a cheeseburger, I assume, where people can get it with cheese.
Correct. Yep. Nope. It comes with cheese on it. It's a half-pound burger patty. We get our ground beef locally from Pritzloff here in Madison, and then on the burger, the patty itself is made up with garlic and pepper and spices mixed in, and then on the sandwich, it comes with like a homemade Green Goddess dressing, pica pepper sauce, caramelized onions, tomato, cream cheese to top it off.
I saw that on your website. What is a pica pepper sauce?
Similar to like a steak sauce, kind of, like similar to like an A1 style.
Nice. Okay, so what makes, you guys have been voted, you've been up there in a lot of lists for cheeseburgers in the state of Wisconsin, best cheeseburgers. The one I saw, you were top five. I don't know if that's where you guys peaked or whatever, but what is the secret, Jeff, to making a great cheeseburger? I'm sure you've eaten some of them, you've served some. What do you think is the secret behind a great cheeseburger?
I know it sounds kind of cliche, but it all starts with the meat that you use, whether you're getting it at the local butcher or the grocery store, in our case from a purveyor. If you don't have good meat, it's going to, you know, end up being either dry or greasy. Okay. I'm a medium rare guy on burgers. I definitely want it, you know, pink and pretty juicy in the middle. I understand that some people don't, but that's the way I always do mine. I've never been much of a smash burger guy with, I don't need too much stuff on there. So yeah, it starts with the meat and then, you know, quality of toppings on top. But like I said, I don't think you need too much on there.
Yeah. I mean, you need the meat and the cheese. And if you like it medium rare, you really don't even need any ketchup or anything. There's been times people have had meat so rare. I mean, honest to God, the plate looks like a crime scene when someone is done eating. It just looks like blood. So,
if you're doing a steak or a prime rib, that's the way you got to do it.
Yeah, right. But you wouldn't do a burger that way?
No, not usually. Okay. I like the meat to be, you know, definitely warm all the way through on the burger.
Sure. So where does the name Weary, I love the name of your restaurant, Weary Traveler Freehouse. Where does that come from? It sounds like kind of a joint. I love it.
Yeah, you know, it's a local neighborhood restaurant. It's a comforting spot. So the original owners, again, I got to give them the credit for it. Chris and Bregan and Bo came up with the name because they were coming off of their traveling days, they had gone through school and all of that, and then, you know, traveled around the globe and found the cool spots that they liked and kind of based it off of places they had seen in their travels and found some food stuff that they liked and kind of incorporated that into it. So yeah, it's a comfy spot for, you know, the people coming into town or getting ready to leave town, to come in and hang out.
That's so cool. Jeff, tell people where they can visit you there at the Weary Traveler Freehouse in Madison. Where are you guys located?
Yeah, so we're on the Near East Side. We're at 1201 Williamson Street. So it's about 12 blocks away from the Capitol on the east side. If you're heading out on East Washington Avenue, it's just a couple blocks over from that, closer to the Lake Monona. Nice. It's called the Marquette Neighborhood. So we're hanging out over there real close to the Willie Street Co-op, if anyone knows where that is, and like the Crystal Corner Bar is right down the street as well.
That's so cool. Does getting into the restaurant business, which everyone says is so risky, does it help when you kind of buy into, you said you came along later, into a brand that's already established? Is there less money to be made, or is it offset the risk? What are the advantages and disadvantages there?
I mean, it's definitely a huge advantage to move into a spot that's already established, like the restaurant we've got here. I had been working here for 14 years before I bought in last summer.
Oh, nice.
So I mostly knew what I was getting myself into. I've worked in other restaurants around town before, and I've helped start a couple other ones. But taking over definitely is a bonus, because you've got the built-in client base and you've got everything already set up. You don't have to do the build out and stuff on your own.
That sounds good. So what else on your menu, Jeff, could you recommend? We got about a minute left. What could you recommend to people?
Sure. Right now, one of the biggest ones that I keep hearing people raving about is our pork chop. We've got a 13-ounce bone-in pork chop on the menu that's been a big hit. Otherwise, we're pretty notorious for our Hungarian goulash, which is another one that the original guys came up with, that I think was an old family recipe. Another big one right now is we've got a vegan Reuben on the menu that just came out within the last year. We branch out so we can hit all the taste buds in the city.
Nice work. All right. Well, that sounds cool. So the restaurant is the Weary Traveler Freehouse. The burger on National Cheeseburger Day, we'll give a plug to the Bob's Bad Breath Burger. Am I saying that right, Jeff?
Yes, you are.
Bob's Bad Breath Burger. And I don't know, you know, this is just me, Jeff, but maybe hand out a breath mint when people leave. You know, you don't have to, it doesn't have to kill the whole evening just because you enjoyed a nice cheeseburger, right?
Yeah, for sure. Otherwise, just make sure your date has one too.
Exactly. I'll drop off some peppermints next time I'm in town. That's fantastic. Thanks so much for your time today, Jeff.
You bet, Pete. It's been nice talking to you. Thanks for calling.
You too, buddy. Happy New Year. Thanks.
Thank you as well. Bye-bye.
All right. So there you go. There's a local cheeseburger that's made, a lot of lists as the best cheeseburger in the state. I know the Capitol, Madison.com had them at number 5 just a few years ago. And just for the name alone, you got to have guts to name something after bad breath. You got to have the confidence that people are still going to order it, even though you're naming it this name. So that is on my list to try, is Bob's Bad Breath Burger. And I will bring some certs when I go. The cheeseburger. It's National Cheeseburger Day, folks. Celebrate with a burger. You know what I meant to ask him, Conrad, is what he eats, what he's watching, what he curls up to watch with a big burger in his hand.
True.
I don't know. What's your favorite burger joint?
My favorite burger joint?
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's just, I forget what the name is. It's in Milwaukee. Next time, we'll talk about it next time.
Is it Cops?
Yeah, oh, there it is.
They were ranked number one. There you go.
It's so good.
Yeah, but it's a chain, and which is fine. I'm sure the burger's phenomenal, but, you know, it's kind of, well, I guess that's why they got to be a chain, though, too. They make a phenomenal cheeseburger. So there you go. All right, we'll be right back with 7,000 Apart, one of my new favorite bands. Happy New Year, everybody. This is Pete Schwabe. You're listening to Nightlight on the Civic Radio, on the Civic Media Radio Network. Seems to be true.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. A new federal indictment accuses New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez, who's already charged with using his power to benefit Egypt, of accepting bribes from someone acting on behalf of another government.
According to prosecutors, Menendez has been continuing to receive things of value from the Qataris. At one point, the new indictment says that Menendez was offered luxury wristwatches, among other things, worth between $10,000 and $24,000.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Claudine Gay has resigned as president of Harvard amid allegations of plagiarism and criticism over her testimony at a congressional hearing. An apparent Israeli strike in Beirut, Lebanon, killed six, including the second in command for Hamas, a man who police say breached an emergency exit door at Salt Lake City International Airport and walked out onto the tarmac, was found dead inside a jet engine. This is ABC News.
Eagle 1490. Eagle 1490.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The names of six Republicans and one Democrat will appear on Wisconsin's presidential primary ballots for now. That list includes Donald Trump and President Biden. The Presidential Preference Selection Committee met Tuesday morning. Candidates who want to be taken off the list have until the 30th to say so. Candidates who want to be added will have to collect signatures to qualify. Wisconsin's primary is April 2nd. New higher sales taxes are in effect in Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. Local officials voted for the increase last summer as part of a deal to increase the amount of shared revenue that state government returns to local communities. When combined with the state's 5% sales tax, consumers in Milwaukee are paying a 7.9% sales tax, and in the rest of Milwaukee County, it's 5.9%. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Talk of Lacrosse.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a cloudy sky, maybe a few flurries and lows in the upper 20s. Clouds to start Wednesday, then some sun for the afternoon, a high near 30. A mix of sun and clouds and upper 20s on Thursday. Clouds return for Friday, high temperatures in the mid-30s. Right now, it's 31.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Soaring from high above Holman and UW La Crosse, this is the Talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
So he's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Hey, welcome back to Nightlight. This is Connor Edwell. Pete took the day off. We have a great guest joining right now, old pop duo 7,000 Apart, and they are going to perform two songs for us live in the studio. But in the meantime, we hope you had a great day after New Year's. We just want to relax, chill, and talk on Nightlight. Here on Nightlight, we like to talk about entertainment. Well, the rest of the day is usually for politics and stuff like that, so we just want to relax. We hope you enjoy 7,000 Apart.
So, I don't know if having 7,000 Apart in the studio constitutes a holiday, but it's like a little break in the routine. How are you guys?
We're doing good. I'm getting over a cold.
Yeah.
I was super sick over the holidays, but I'm doing better now, yeah.
You got better just in time to be here because you got some big stuff coming up.
Yes.
7,000 Apart is a music duo from Green Bay. Green Bay based, but they travel all over the place, and they are heading to Sweden soon. We had them on the show a few weeks ago, and they were great. You were just about to do a show here in Green Bay down the street at Hagermeister. How did that go?
It was beautiful. It was a really, really nice night. It was a little bit of a different vibe than what we normally do. We got to do some Christmas songs, get to sing a little Oh Holy Night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was a good, it was a good evening.
Yeah, very intimate. It was just very nice and cozy for Christmas, I think.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you do stuff like that often? I mean, you guys have kind of your own sound. Is that, how much of a departure is that when you do Christmas songs, especially Oh Holy Night?
I mean, our sets contain like so many different types of genres too. Okay. And so like, it's definitely different. We normally don't bring out the piano and do like a big ballad because that doesn't work in like high like energy bars or
the
whatever.
Bar crowd, yeah.
But when we get one of those intimate crowds, we absolutely love to just...
It's kind of what we're best at though, I would say, actually.
But it doesn't always, the vibe isn't always there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You know what you should do? Next time you're in a bar crowd and everyone's rowdy, reenact the manger scene on Christmas Eve. That'll go over gangbusters.
We'll try it.
They're a music duo from Green Bay. And for those of you that didn't hear them a few weeks ago, tell us your story. You have a very interesting background of how you guys met. Amelie and John comprises 7,000 Apart. You're one half. Each of you are one half. How did you meet, and how did this endeavor start?
Yeah, we were actually just 17 years old at Preble High School. I had just come from Sweden. I was doing an exchange year, and I sit in music theory class, fourth period, and across from me is this dude. And we were very competitive, and so we would compete on Fridays about, like, we do like music theory competitions in class, which was really fun.
It's like the most nerdy thing you can
do. Yeah. We would go like girls against guys, and we would always be paired up because we were the nerdiest ones, you know? And so that's kind of how we got to know each other.
We ended up dating that whole school year, and then we ended up being long distance when Amelie went back to Sweden. And we did that for 3 years.
And that's where the name comes from, right? You were 7,000 kilometers apart.
4,462.5 miles or something.
Something
in that range.
Like that, yeah.
Well, let's go with the metric system for this one, right? And it's okay. If you're nerdy, but you're really good at something, then it's cool to be, especially music. I mean, my God, who doesn't want to be a singer or a musician? That's pretty cool. What do you guys, how would you identify your style? Because on your website, I think it said... Where was that? I had that here. Well, what do you?
We say like indie pop. I think that's the easiest. That's the thing that like, you know, surrounds the most of what we do.
Independent because we do it all ourselves.
Yeah. And then pop because we try to write catchy stuff, you know?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Okay. This is what I was looking for. Alt pop duo. How do you define alt pop?
So the alt is just like, we do use a lot of like rock elements, especially in our latest a couple of releases, so that's more like where the alt comes from. So, but alt and indie, they can be like,
it's basically an explanation of like, you don't really know how to describe it, so it goes into the ulterior category.
I'm an alt pop talk show host.
Alternative,
that's how I like
category.
So that's so cool. So what is working the road like for a married music duo? Is that make it easier or more difficult?
I think it would probably depend on the couple, but I think for us, it's amazing. We get to travel and see a lot of different places, and it's really nice. Like, we're amazing. Like, we're really good friends. And so just getting to see like a lot of the US and the world and stuff is really fun. And getting to not have to, I don't know, like go home and explain what your job is kind
of
fun too.
And also not feeling like you're leaving your family behind when you go on tour, because I know that's so hard for a lot of families. We just go together.
Nice. Yeah, that's huge. And it's good that you do. It would be ironic if you didn't travel well together.
Yeah.
We're great on stage. We're great at home. It's those car trips are murder.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to play something for us today?
Yeah, we'd love to.
I mean, you have the guitar. Why not?
Yeah,
right?
We do. Let's start off with one of our latest singles. It's called White Noise.
Very cool. 7,000 apart.
Living in a blur feels like a different world. Living ain't the same. Now we dance a different way. Home's got a different meaning, yeah. Home's got a different feeling, and we can get away. Life is white noise. I wish I had a choice. I wanna kiss, wanna hug, wanna dance in a crowd. Yeah, life is white noise. Guess that's how it goes. I wanna run, wanna go, wanna scream aloud. White noise, white noise. White noise, white noise. When I go to sleep, I better have a fantasy. Like Alice walking around in a twisted wonderland. And a crowd, yeah, life is white noise. Guess that's how it goes. I wanna run, wanna go, wanna scream aloud. White noise, what noise? White noise, what noise? Yeah, yeah. White noise, what noise? White noise. White noise. Forever. Yeah. Well, I know it's temporary, 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 but it feels like forever. Well, I know it's temporary, 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 but it feels like forever. Life is white noise. I wish I had a choice. I wanna kiss, wanna hug, wanna dance in the crowd.
You're rocking that cold. That's like, you have like a very cool bluesy sound you didn't have last.
It's
like,
today.
It's like she could just be sick all the time. It'd be amazing. Yeah. You know?
How can you? There was a Friends episode like that where Phoebe liked the way her voice sounded. Yes. She tried to stay sick the whole time. Probably harder than it sounds.
Oh, definitely.
That was great. So what do you guys do? When, like, I did stand up for like 10 years and toured all over the place in my 20s. And I would go to the mall during the day. Ideally, if I liked the guy I was working with, we'd go together, we'd get lunch. But it's killing a lot of time. What is the road like for you guys? Do you practice during the day? Do you hang out, try to see some sights? What do you do?
So normally we mostly play in Wisconsin. So we actually just drive to the venue from home and then we play and then we drive home. So that's more what we do. But we have gone on a bunch of...
That's been like, since COVID, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, COVID shut everything down. But we have been on a couple tours since then, and we did a more touring out of state, outside of Wisconsin before then, and so Yeah, what we would do, I think we, you don't have time for, at least we didn't. We drove like long enough when we try to sleep in as long as we possibly can, you know?
It's like 7 hour drives and then you play for an hour and you have sound check and then you tear down and sell merch and then
you're off
kind
to
of
the next place. But if we do have time, we try to tour to places where we know people. Because then we get to see our friends.
Check out the cities too. Yeah.
Paid vacation.
Yeah, and then like when they can show us around a city, that's so much more fun.
Right.
Because they know the places, you know, and you're not just touristing, but you're kind of get a feel for how it is to be there.
Yeah. So, okay. So that's interesting. Last time you guys were here and we were kidding around saying, oh, what if you have marital problems, the band, and you're going to call it this. But what do you like? Okay. So let's say you're on stage and the crowd is not with you.
Uh-huh.
Just like I'm equating it to a stand-up
deal. Yeah.
And you get, have you been heckled? And what do you do if you sense the crowd just isn't with you?
Yeah, there's definitely like a few ways to go about that. Because we play a lot of places where we could be the main attraction, you know, but we also could be just background music. And how do you win them over, right?
Right.
And so I think a part of what we do is we try to talk to them, like, first of all. Like, it's a lot of bands just kind of play, and that's cool in itself. But we really try to
build
talk
a relationship
between songs.
Yeah.
We tell our story. Some people can connect with that. Think that's pretty cool.
It's kind of like going on a date, I would
say. Yeah, it is.
Like,
you're kind of dating your audience, you know?
So you have to kind of, like, ask them questions and, like, just treat it like a relationship, I guess, in some ways.
Yeah, and we're starting to get a following now, so we see like familiar faces in the audience.
Yeah.
And as long as you have like one person that you can like really connect to, it gets a lot easier. But if we have one of those audiences that are just like, nah, we're just ignoring you, we kind of treat it like paid practice.
Just play through it, right?
Yeah, we just play it because like sometimes that's the job, you know?
Yeah.
And that's okay too. Of course, it can be a little heartbreaking when you don't get that applause after you do like this big song, like I play like Adele or something and you get no applause and you're just dead and you're just like, but at least we get to do music and at least we're there and we get paid. And
so,
it's awesome.
Yeah, that's interesting. You said Adele. What when you do a set, what is the ratio of like original music to covers? Because people want covers sometimes.
It's
a big, you know, but how do you negotiate that? If they're really into your stuff, do you play fewer covers? How does that work?
Yeah, so it very much depends on who's booked us, if it's like us booking or if it's through
Festival
a booking
or
agency, how long of a gig it is. So I would say if it's like an hour or less, I would say we do all originals, maybe throw in like Dancing Queen by ABBA,
to,
you know. If it's 2 hours, I would say we do like maybe 50-50 or maybe even more originals than that. But as soon as we get up to like the 3-4 hours, that becomes like more, we're there more as like an entertainment.
You're like a jukebox
band.
or something. A little bit.
And sometimes we take requests. We
but
can
people,
be really fun.
People have been like, oh, I don't want to offend you, but I actually love your originals more than the covers. And I'm
like
how on earth
how
was that
offensive? Like,
how dare you, sir?
How dare you say we're better than Adele? That's horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And I would say we try to sneak in more originals in like the first set because that's when we're like presenting ourselves like, hey, this is who we are. And
if you grab them right away, maybe you get a sense of how the originals will go throughout
and then
the night.
If we need to like, because we have a lot of originals, I wouldn't say we have 4 hours of originals, especially not like high up-tempo, energy ones. It would be a lot of ballads there at the end, and I don't think that would buy.
You never know. Hey, I'm talking to 7,000 Apart, my new favorite Green Bay band. They're with me for another segment. We have to do just a little bit of business here, and we'll be right back. And you guys are going
to
play another song, right?
Yeah.
All right. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Jack, and don't you come back no
more. Oh, woman, don't treat me so mean. You're the meanest old woman that I've ever seen. I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
What you say?
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM, the fastest hour in radio serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike, Friday nights at 7 on the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM WLCX.
Hey, we're gonna have a good-
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On the Eagle 1490 WLCX.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, welcome back to Nightlight. We have 7,000 apart joining us right now. We hope you had a great day after New Year's, and we hope you enjoy. Here is 7,000 apart.
Hanging out with 7,000 apart for the second time in my short radio career. Thanks for coming in again, you guys. This is so great.
Thank you for having us again.
So you said earlier you split time between the Green Bay area and Sweden, your Amelie's hometown or home country. What's that like? Are the crowds different?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Where are they better one place or just different? Or how would you?
They're just different. I mean,
we've spent so much time getting to know like the Wisconsin crowd, you know? And so we kind of know what they like, what songs they're going to make them tick, you know?
Yeah.
And then we get to Sweden and nothing makes sense.
How so? Yeah. Like, how's.
We played at this pub that's like one of the oldest pubs in Stockholm.
Yeah, it's in a building that's from the 1600s.
And it's very much a pub vibe, and like I think they expect a lot more rock, and we come in as like a pop band, and so it's.
But then they really loved "Zombie" by the Cranberries.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
But they didn't really like love "Living on a Prayer" by Bon Jovi, and I'm like,
we're super confused.
Can't make sense of it. Yeah.
So it's I think people just like have a different sense of songs they like and. Mm-hmm. And but they love the originals too.
Yeah,
so it's like, and I guess when we're in Sweden, like people are, a lot of the venues, people have been like, "You are the best band we've ever had at this venue," and I think that's crazy, but I think it's also like we play so much here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I don't think that band. There aren't as many opportunities in Stockholm and Sweden to play. Okay. Huh. We don't have as many like the whole cover band scene is not really a thing. You might have it for your wedding, but like that's it. And there aren't that many venues that do live music. And so, like, we are so rehearsed, you know, because we played so much here that when we go over there, they're like, whoa, you know?
They might do, like, one or two shows a month, and we do, like, 20 to 25 a month during summer.
So you have a lot of downtime, it sounds like. Or are there enough places where you can stay busy?
We have everything else to do, you know? Okay. Like,
writing,
we try to focus our live playing here, and then we go into the studio there. So we have a studio, our own studio there. So we write and record and do the other, you know, the admin stuff, answering emails and
the less fun
planning
stuff.
The tours and all
put
of that.
Put your executive skills to good use.
Yes.
So where can people learn more about you guys? I know you have a website. You want to do a plug here for the website?
Yeah, just 7000apart.com. So 7000 as in the number, 7000apart.com.
Or type it in on Google.
Yeah.
And we're
everywhere. We'll pop up,
You guys popped up right away. That's how okay. You guys got another song you want to play for us?
Yeah, we'd love to.
All right, let's hear it. This is 7000 Apart joining me in studio tonight.
The song is called No is a Nice Word. Am I already in your past? Did you know this wouldn't last? Already broke? Did we go up in smoke? Am I a burnout cigarette that you won't light up again? A silhouette you already regret. No is a no is a no is a nice word, a nice word. If you say it, if you mean it, no. No is a no is a no is a nice word, if you say it, if you mean it, no. Mm-hmm. Am I stuck on the other side? Do I ever cross your mind? Never there. Oh, do you care? Are you ready to move on? Am I already gone? Just look at me. Oh, will you say? No, it's a no.
I love the guitar on that one.
Thank you.
Just the acoustic is just sounds so crisp. That's just so. I don't know how you do those bar chords. I've been playing the guitar poorly for like 30 years, and I still have to, like, my whole face goes into convulsions when I try to hit the bar chord. It's terrible.
I will do like F and B minor, and then like I'm done.
I'm talking like I'm an actual musician, which I am not. Let me make that very clear. That was a great song.
Thanks.
So you guys, you've been working with a producer in Nashville, mm-hmm. it says on your website too. Yeah. How's that going? Is it hard to find a producer that really gets you, that you mesh with?
Yes. I would say it is tricky. And also, like, being on the same schedule is also hard.
Oh, yeah.
She's amazing.
She's incredible. She's so honored that we get to work with her. She won a Grammy, and she works with, like, the best people in Nashville.
Manuel Miranda, like, Hans Zimmer.
Wow. Nice.
Babyface, like. She's won Grammys already, and she's like in her mid-30s. And the only challenge is that she's so busy. And she's
in Nashville, and so it can be hard to communicate and get things done on time. And so that's been a struggle, but otherwise we've absolutely adored working with her. She's really, like, helped us, I would say, with our sound and trying to figure out who we are. And she's done some really cool stuff with our songs. But actually, for these latest songs that we've released, John produced them like to 80%, and then she kind of did the last 20 just to put her little sparkle on.
Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. Hopefully.
But John is super good too.
That's fantastic. Well, that's great that you can do it yourself too. And you guys, you have to come back. I know you're leaving, but you got to come back.
We'd love to.
All right. Have a safe trip.
Thank you so much.
In Sweden.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Thank you very much. You too, guys. That's 7,000 Apart joining me in the studio again. So much fun as always. We'll do it again soon. Thanks to my guests tonight, Amelie and John of 7,000 Apart.
Thanks for joining in on this January 2nd. We hope to see you again tomorrow for another hour show. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Talk for Homan on Alaska and, of course, La Crosse. Eagle 1490 WLCX, the talk of La Crosse. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabba, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 8 to 10 on Eagle 1490 WLCX.
1490. Eagle 1490. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria.